Bahamas Prime Minister Sir Lyndon Pimkin. And participants in the CTO conference have been examining a paper which assesses the impact of the common external tariff on tourism. The paper was prepared by the CTO's research economist, Sherman Williams. He concludes that planners of the CET didn't take into account the negative impact it will have on the region's tourism industry. And we'll have another report from Sandra on that conference taking place in Caracas. But that's how we end this edition of BBC Caribbean Report. This is Pat Whitehorn saying goodbye from London.
Barbados Prime Minister Erskine Sandiford was meeting with public sector union officials this afternoon in the hope of persuading them to accept an 8% wage cut. The cut has been proposed as part of an IMF structural adjustment program, and the Prime Minister has indicated that without it, a devaluation of the Barbados dollar would become inevitable. At least three of the major unions have already rejected the pay cut proposal, and one of them, representing medical practitioners, has called on the Prime Minister to resign. Earlier today, I telephoned Mr. Sandiford and asked him what he planned to tell the unions at this afternoon's meeting.